Thank you, Trevor. And now back to the news. Former Norwich City star Darren Eady is to spearhead a new campaign which aims to get Norfolk men aged 40 to 75 to think more seriously about the state of their health. Men that age are to be targeted in the new public health campaign amid concerns over their mental health, the rate of suicide, high blood pressure, smoking, drinking, diabetes, and prevalence of cancer. But public health bosses at Norfolk County Council say they are a difficult group to reach, which is why they have enlisted the aid of Eady, who played for the Canaries more than 200 times, to front the 10-month Mankind campaign. He will talk about a range of health problems, undergo various medical checks, and meet people who have been affected by some of the issues which the campaign aims to tackle. The campaign's main focus will be over the areas in which Norwich and Norfolk is not performing as well as it could, chiefly blood pressure, smoking, exercise and diet, cancer awareness, and suicide and mental health.
Controversial changes to what people can dispose of for free at Norfolk's tips looks likely to save the council almost £500,000, more than officers had predicted. And the shake-up, which means people have to pay to get rid of do-it-yourself waste at the county council's recycling centres, was described as popular by one councillor. In April, Conservative-controlled Norfolk County Council removed a concession which had allowed people to leave up to 80 litres of DIY waste at its recycling centres for no charge. That means people now have to pay £3 for getting rid of a bag of rubble, an item of timber, and £9 for plasterboard. The council said the move would save it £280,000 a year. But at a meeting of Norfolk County Council's Policy and Resources Committee, it emerged the council was now predicting it would save £500,000.
More than one in seven nurseries and other early years childcare providers in Norfolk have closed since 2015, new statistics have revealed. And the Preschool Learning Alliance has called for urgent action to address a funding crisis, which it says could lead to more closing in the years ahead. In March 2015, there were 966 providers registered with the Ofsted in Norfolk. As of March this year, that had dropped by 145 to only 821. In Suffolk, there were 694 such providers on the register at the end of March 2018, 110 fewer than in March 15, a fall of around 1 in 8. All 3- and 4-year-olds in England are entitled to 15 hours of free childcare per week during term time. But since September 2017, certain eligible parents can claim an extra 15 hours. At the Preschool Learning Alliance, they argue that the funding the government gives for the scheme is not enough to cover the costs incurred by providers. That has sparked fears that has contributed to providers shutting, potentially reducing the number of places available. However, in Norfolk, the number of actual childcare places available at the end of March this year was unchanged from the previous year.
A care home, issued with a closure notice last month, has unveiled a change of direction as it looks to restore its reputation. Northgate House in Helston was given notice to close by Norfolk County Council in August after being judged inadequate by the Care Quality Commission. A month on, and its owners have lodged a planning application to convert the home into 11 studio flats and a 6-bedroom shared living space. However, the application does not mean an end to the care being offered at the site on Lynx Avenue. Instead, owner Ziggy Ruhomutali said that if the application was successful, it would see the company move into offering assisted living rather than residential care.
The first clinical trials at a state-of-the-art building in Norwich are set to begin as the first research volunteers are welcome to the Quadram Institute. Some clinical trials at the clinical research facility have moved in on September the 18th, which marks the start of a phased move into the multi-million pound building. The CRF of the Quadram Institute is a partnership run by the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital and brings together researchers and scientists from the hospital, Quadram Institute Bioscience, University of East Anglia, and across the Norwich Research Park. The development is a major boost for the Trust's ambition to enhance research at the hospital. The CRF will be the hospital's primary facility for clinical trials that do not need to be located within the main hospital building. The CRF will be the home to a host of research studies into a range of health conditions involving patients and volunteers. Because of its close association with the Hospital Endoscopy Centre and links with the QIB and UEA, the CRF is perfectly placed for research into food and nutrition. The results of these trials will lead to new strategies and treatments for improving health and preventing related disease. The CRF will provide a mixture of outpatients, clinical and laboratory space, as well as a food preparation area for diet-related studies. The Quadram Institute will also be home to a range of hospital services run by the Endoscopy Centre and the Bowel Cancer Screening Service.
The cost of residential parking in the city area is on the rise after councillors agreed to increase the charge for permits. The price increase, which will see an additional 25 pence placed on the monthly cost of parking, will see city dwellers paying an extra £3 a year for their permits. However, this amount is estimated to raise in the region of £45,000 for the council, an amount officers say will cover the overheads of running its permit scheme. The increase, which will come into effect in due course, will see annual charges change to the following. Short vehicles, £21.60, which are currently £24.60. Medium vehicles, £37.20, currently £34.20. Long vehicles, £52.80, currently £49.80. The agreed price increases for medium and long vehicles were slightly lower than indicated in the original report to Norwich Highways Agency Committee. However, members were told this was due to a typing error. Well, that's all on this part of Chatterbox, so it's goodbye from Paddy Watkins and
Ian Robertson.
Please stay tuned for the information desk, more news and a feature looking at another successful local company, Bartram's.